Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. All right, we're going to talk about description again. Okay? We'll do that right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, description, box text, whatever, if you're writing it or if you're reading it off a module. Now, we all have our opinions on box text. I've given mine a couple times, but, well, how do you deal with it? You know, you've got to talk, you got to say something to the players or the characters. And box text either is good or it's bad, and some people just hate it. I'm of the opinion that it's a necessary evil, so you do what you can to deal with it, and that includes modifying it. What I mean is, here's description two ways. Say you have box text, and you have time. Let's say you have time to prep for this thing. Say it's a module, and it's got a big old long laundry list of description. Okay. Fine. Bullet point it. You know I'm going to say that. Bullet point it. That's what I would do. There are some people who don't like bullet points. I think Chris Gonerman, you don't like it. But I don't mean to call you out, Chris. I'm just using an example. But I happen to find I like it because it helps me put it in my own words. Okay? And that's the name of the game right there. You got to be able to describe it without sounding like you're reading out of a textbook. Okay, and a lot of you know, new GMs don't know how to do that, and they'll just go, and you come into the room, and there's a faux poster bed, and da 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 da, and meanwhile players are falling asleep. So what you do is you find out what I'm going to give you an example that works for both ways. Okay, I haven't described the second way yet, so just stick with me. Find out what the scene, look at the box text and it's like, what is this all about? What is it describing? And that's what you put down in bullet points in just like one sentence. Boom, boom, boom. That's the room. Then you look at that when you're describing it. Or rather, you use that as notes when you're at the table. Because that's an easier way to do it. And it always sounds better coming out of your own thoughts rather than printed words. I mean, and also make note of things that you shouldn't tell the players. So, you know, bullet point this, bullet point that, and then write something or highlight it or something like this is what they are going to find out if they look for it. You know, roles or I say I'm looking for such and such. So that's what I would do. Okay, say you only got an hour. Say you don't have very much time and you have to, all right, let's not say an hour, say an afternoon. You got to do, it's the morning and they want you to run a game this afternoon. Okay, you've got a copy of the module or whatever the heck you wrote or whatever. And it's only a few hours away and you don't have time to go through the whole dungeon or the whole module and bullet point everything. That's when you pull your highlighter out. And you go through it and try it if you can. If you can write in, I mean, I'm a proponent of PDFs of things that you already have in print, so you can print whatever you need out and then mark that up. But what I'm saying is, go through once again, find the prominent points and highlight them. And use that like a bullet point thing. Just when you're going through the module, when you're at the table, you skim through that box text and hit the highlighted parts. And once again, I would put something, say another color or something like that, or underline the things you're not going to tell them or tell them unless they look for it. So that's pretty much would cover what you do. Now, let me tell you how you should handle the description as far as presentation goes. Okay, story time. I've gone to radio school, broadcasting school. I've worked in the industry a little bit, and I learned how to present a story. As in, when I was going to broadcasting school, every student had to do time at the mic, you know, kind of a dummy mic. Well, sometimes it's broadcasting, but usually it's a dummy mic situation where you're doing, and you record it so they can, you know, the instructors can evaluate it. And one of the things you do, you have to put so many hours in doing news, headline news, like the kind of thing you hear like at the top or bottom of the hour in certain stations. And what they would do is this is back when Yahoo used to have Yahoo headline news. They would print that out and then you'd rewrite it. And what you have to do is you have to write it in like 3 to 4 sentences because it's headline news. You're hitting boom, boom, boom. You're hitting the stories and you only got like 5 minutes to do it. So what you do is you look through it, you rewrite it, maybe bullet point it like I told you to do. But what you do is you look for the action words. You look for the description words. You look at the things that are going to stand out to the listener. And you do the same thing at the table. Say you have a room that you're talking about. It's a bedroom. Once again, 4-poster bed, a dresser, whatever. And if it looks a certain way, if it feels a certain way, hit those words. If you want to emphasize something, learn how to hit those words. Like the 4-poster bed, say it's decrepit, it's got cobwebs all over it, it's ancient, okay? So you go in, you see a 4-poster bed. You see a 4-poster bed, okay? Emphasize that. And they say, well, what does it look like? He says, well, it's really ancient and decrepit. Feel's got to come across to them. It's full of cobwebs. If you look close, you might see a spider or two, or because you can always extrapolate. If it just says ancient cobwebs, I would extrapolate. Maybe it smells. Once again, don't forget the other senses. It smells like there's like rot or mold growing on the sheets. It's just disgusting. And the 4-poster looks like it's halfway falling down. It's about ready. If you feel like if you touch it, it'll just fall apart. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, descriptive stuff. And that's the kind of thing you have to come get across. You got to get it across to your players. That way, whatever encourages them to ask more questions, that's what you want, because they are going to. Remember, you're their eyes and ears and probably their nose too. So they will come in and they will ask questions. This dresser over here, how long has it been here? He says, that looks new. I mean, you can still smell the varnish on it. And the mirror is so clear, like it's just been polished. You're doing juxtaposition. You got this ancient 4-poster bed in the room, and you got this dresser who's practically new. That don't make sense. something's going on. Because let's start thinking, something's going on. I open the dresser. What do I find? You find nothing in the top drawer. In the second drawer, nothing again. The third one, you find a rat that squeaks at you and tries to get out. You open the bottom drawer, you find a flask. A flask. You find, and describe the flask. You know, it's a flask. It's a crystal flask. Emphasize crystal flask. So they know it's it may be something valuable. See, that's the kind of thing I do in acting too. You got to be able to emphasize what you need to emphasize in whatever you're doing. And that is very important, whether you're doing the bullet point thing or whether you're highlighting the box text or whatever. Find what's important, and that's what you want to get across. Okay? Got it? Good. I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And if you want to do a single donation, I have a Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or a PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people. They give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.